I want to begin by thanking our contractors and our staff for making it possible to be in this building at this hour. A lot of the work began outside 8 hours ago. And I was here around 8 this morning. I didn't know if we would be in, but it is in some ways remarkable. I also have to acknowledge the city of Bismarck. If we have a clear lot and couldn't get to it, it doesn't matter. I want to thank our Public Works Department for clearing our streets adjacent to our parish. Amazing work. I welcome Deacon Logan Obergewicz, our younger-looking deacon today. God willing, he'll be our new priest here at Corpus Christi in July. He's back from the seminary to spend the Triduum with us to the extent that he can. And Greg is here, his father and mother, Rhonda. They're somewhere over there, back there, and Hannah, right there. Welcome to the family of Corpus Christi, and thank you for the gift of your son. It's good to have you. If you're watching at home, we do have the next service at 3, and we do have one at 5:30, and if you can't get out, fine. Hopefully we can see you tomorrow or Sunday. Our schedule on Sunday is 7, 9, and 11. So if you're at home, thank you for tuning in. And above all, be safe. Last night, our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane sweat blood. The Bible tells us that happened. And our Lord sweat blood because he became aware in his humanity of all the sins in the history of humanity. And becoming aware of all those sins, past, present, and future, he sweat blood in his humanity. And today, he is the sacrifice for those sins of humanity. Our Lord's passion began around 9 o'clock this morning, and his death was around 3 p.m., the hour of mercy. Today, our Lord is crucified. And it was such a shameful way to die that Roman citizens by law could not be crucified. It was too shameful. This morning, our Lord's passion began with his scourging. He was bound to a pillar naked. And Roman law dictated that he would be whipped 39 times. And the whip had a small iron ball tied at the end of the strings with sharp pieces of sheep bone inserted. The purpose of the scourging was to begin blood loss in the process of crucifixion. And it was to tear open the skin of the back and expose muscle. We know our Lord was whipped more than 39 times because Sabbath was near. And we know that because he could not carry his cross. He fell 3 times, and Simon of Cyrene had to help. By the time our Lord carried his cross, his physical condition was already serious, if not critical. During the night before, while he was imprisoned, he was denied food, water, and he was not allowed to sleep. He had the crown of thorns pressed into his head, and it was around this hour at noon that he was nailed to the cross. The iron spikes of 5 to 7 inches were nailed through his wrists and his feet. And then for 3 hours, our Lord would hang on the cross. Still alive, naked, hanging in front of the crowds, jeering him. His mother was there. He was helpless for 3 hours. Hungry birds of prey would land to tear at the bloody flesh. It was excruciating in every sense of the word. Excruciating means out of the cross. Our Lord was crucified, and crucifixion was the worst way to die because it didn't kill you. The victims eventually died by suffocation. They would tire. Nailed to the cross, for each breath he took on the cross, he would push on his nailed feet, twist his nailed wrists to catch one more breath, and his torn open back would be driven into the sharp splinters of the wood of the cross. That's why they had to break their legs, so that they could no longer push to breathe. But our Lord's legs were never broken to fulfill the prophecy, not a bone would be broken. This is how our Lord died, and we would do well to remember it. Every time we look at our cross, recall it. It is Good Friday, because what you see on the cross is the greatest manifestation of God's love for us ever. There has never been such a good act for us than the cross. That's why today is good. Jesus Christ was sacrificed today. He didn't die. He was brutally murdered. And as soon as God the Father saw what happened to his son, God the Father immediately had mercy on us. He immediately had pity on us. What God the Father saw happen to his son was necessary. And our Lord today wants nothing more in return but our heart. He wants us to recognize this sacrifice. He wants us to live in true contrition for our sins. And if we do, we share in that sacrifice. We become sharers of that holy sacrifice. But first, we're here today. Today, the evil one has his hour. As Saint John wrote, it is night.